Good afternoon, Gilbert. Right.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Vishal. I've come there to service my car often, and my car got a road knock.
Okay.
And, yep, I'm trying to assess my options over here. Is it a good idea to rebuild the engine, or should I do a swap? And do you guys do either of that?
What year model car, mate?
It's a 2015 RX manual.
Manual, no worries. Let's take a look. Was this the one that was in recently?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, and we diagnosed the... Got a couple options. If I remember when I spoke to you, we were you can do a second-hand motor, but the risk, obviously, you don't know the true history of the engine.
Yes.
Alternatively, you can always do a brand new short motor in the car. So that's essentially the middle motor from Subaru. They're about $4,000 for the short motor, and then it normally ends up around $10,000 all up for a refresh on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the headers and everything you guys set it up, is it?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. The only issue, I think, when we spoke last, we're sort of taking bookings for sort of late Feb, start of March. So it's a long time before we'll get to see the car. So the other place I would suggest would be Top Talk.
Yes, I have actually checked with them. I remember you telling me about Top Talk. I checked with them. They haven't got back to me. I've called them multiple times. I guess they're very busy as well.
Did you email them?
I didn't email them, but I spoke to the customer care over there, and they said that they'll get back. And
I'll give you an email where are we? Top Talk. And I'll call them and tell them to help out.
Yes, and Top Talk also charges pretty much the same amount.
Very similar. So
very similar.
Email is sales@toptalk.com.au.
Yep. Toptalk.com.au.
Sales@toptalk.com.au. Just email them. Just say, hey, it's Vishal. I tried calling. I just need a call back.
Yep, I will do that. And what personally, what do you suggest? Rebuilds are safe?
Rebuilds, you're sort of lucky at the moment in that it hasn't busted the engine. That particular model is very common for actually breaking a rod. And then what ends up happening is it just destroys the head, destroys the bottom end. So everything's a throwaway, whereas yours is at that point where it's just a bit noisy. So you're quite lucky in that you could probably rebuild your existing one and it'll save some money that way.
How much? The thing is, the noise has become even more loud right now.
Yeah, I would speak to Top Talk. I'm not sure what they would charge for that, but definitely you need to get onto that ASAP.
And do you think they provide with performance headers and stuff like that? They make it even more bulletproof?
So they purchase a lot of the parts from us. So we'll supply it to them, and then we'll, like we were speaking about, tuning-wise and that sort of stuff. They'll bring the car straight to us, and we'll tune it.
So everything is like in a package,
So they literally, they'll do everything. They'll charge you for the tune, but we'll charge them for the tune, and everything just gets handled, and they give you the keys, and it's done.
That's it. I just hand it over to them. They work it out.
Absolutely.
And I can also put an STI block in my car, right?
It'll just be the normal FA20. The main thing from a reliability point of view for yours is the tune.
It's the tune. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why my car even got a road knock.
Yeah, 100%. Because you were absolutely spot on with everything else. I can't see it being caused by anything else.
Yes, I'm just heartbroken. I don't know what to do. It's my first.
I totally agree. I'll be the exact same.
I'm considering building the engine on my own. Actually, I was learning about engines. Is it an easy task? What do you suggest?
You probably picked the wrong one to do the first time because it is more complicated than an EJ.
More complicated. Okay.
Yeah, there's a few little pitfalls there that can really come back to haunt you. We shy away a little bit from the FA20s because we don't do them every day. We do EJs. All day, every day. Whereas Top Talk, the FAs, they're very, very familiar with it.
They're very familiar. And they come with warranty as well, right?
to an extent. Obviously, if it's a performance car, there's very little warranty there. It'll be more on the parts and that sort of stuff. If it's a completely stock standard car, Subaru short motors come with a warranty, which is great. And then they warrant their work that they've done on there.
Yep. I mean, because if I go to the Subaru showroom, I think a new engine is like 13 grand. So you know, I'm just so confused on what to do. You know, because,
yeah. So have you spoken to Subaru about what they would charge? Like, have you dropped the car?
So Subaru told me to drop the car with them, right? Yeah. They will look into it. Mm. And they said that if my services and everything is on time, I can claim for... But then I don't know if they actually do.
No,
you know what
no,
I mean?
Do that. Absolutely, mate. Okay. The car's not mine.
Have you seen anyone get through?
Yeah, absolutely. Do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they might, because I bought it from Subaru showroom. I bought it from Subaru showroom.
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah,
we can give them a full service history, everything.
Okay.
And they keep the money in your pocket. If they offer in that, go for it.
Yes, they'll offer it. If they swap the engine, then I'm going to bring it to you guys to tune the engine.
Done.
And I don't think I'll ever make that mistake again.
If I think about any new car, you shouldn't have to go tune a car to make it right. Do you know what I mean? Like, I drive my car every day, and it's done 200,000 Ks, and it's perfect. Do you know what I mean? Touch wood. Whereas a Subaru, it's hit or miss. Do you know what I mean?
That
silly.
Is cool.
Yeah. So I'd be having that conversation with them as well. But that's great. If they're offering that, go for it.
Yep. I mean, I have to prove it that everything is good and depends on the manager. Right. But then I think give that a shot. And that's
what's the worst they can
do?
They say no.
They know, and I have to. So I can still. My car makes a lot of noise. You think it's not safe for me to drive?
I would be just calling them to say I need to drop this car with you. It's not happy. It's getting worse every day.
Okay. I'll do that. And I can still drive around with a rod knock issue, right? As long as the car.
It's getting worse. I wouldn't. Yeah.
I'm scared it's going to blow and something will happen to me, so I'm very scared
about
that.
What
is the worst that will happen? If the engine blows, do you think it will explode? No, right?
Well, the problem I've seen is, like, when they explode, they'll put oil everywhere. And you imagine if you're going 100 kilometers an hour and it spits oil out the bottom, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just call
and this can explode. Like you said, this engine can also explode after a certain point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. I mean, I took it to another mechanic for a second opinion. Mm. He ripped me off. I should not have done that. You guys are the best. I know.
Totally get it. I'd be the same. Honestly, there's also inherent a bit of denial there. Like, I couldn't accept that a brand new car that I've owned since new has turned to shit.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Especially when you've serviced it so perfectly.
Yeah, I guess that is what you get for buying a used car. And yeah.
Just speak to them. Just ask them. I really think it's a great idea.
Yep, I'm going to ask them because they do try to cover for these type of things. So
they've got insurance. Yeah, they've got insurance in place. Yep. The dealership doesn't lose out. Subaru pays the dealership.
Oh, so if I bought it from the dealership at Subaru, I have a very good chance, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I'm going to do that. I'm going to drop the car with them and I'm going to, I guess, fight with them.
Sounds great.
Yep. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name's Warwick. I was speaking to you when you picked your car up last time.
Yes. Amazing. All right. I will see you guys around. Thank you very much.
No worries, mate. Just let us know if there's anything we can help out with, okay?
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.